Yesterday, a Washington, D.C. City Council committee rejected a proposal to expand the use of body cameras by police, saying there were too many concerns about privacy and cost. Just 160 officers out of a force of 2,800 use body cams in D.C. It's part of a pilot program. But would more cameras in any city lead to fewer people getting arrested? Or will cameras document what critics say are too many instances of people getting arrested not because they did anything, but because police are suspicious? Or if they in any way resist arrest, they can be charged with things like assaulting a police officer. WAMU, the investigative reporting workshop at American University, and the public radio show Reveal teamed up to look into these cases. And Patrick Madden has the story.
It can be hard to find work with a criminal record, but Terrell Hargraves had finally landed a job. It all happened so quickly. There was an interview at a hospital in Washington, and just like that, he was hired as a janitor.
It was a good day for me, you know. I just received a job. I was having a son. I just changed my life around, and I was going about, you know, the right way.
It wasn't always that easy. Hargraves grew up in a rough neighborhood in D.C. He had gone to prison and was on parole. He'd even been shot. But back on the night of September 30th, 2011, none of that mattered. Hargraves had found a job, and he was going to his grandmother's to celebrate.
When we got, like, on the block that my grandmother lived on, I got out the car to get a pack of cigarettes, and I was confronted by the police officer. He walked behind me and grabbed me and told me to get on the ground. And I asked him what I'm getting on the ground for. So when he grabbed me, he threw me. Then he started hitting me with the stick.
There's a struggle to put handcuffs on Hargraves. That old gunshot wound in his right shoulder meant he couldn't get his arm behind his back.
They say you were charged with assaulting a police officer.
I was folding myself up. I would never hit a police officer. I was on probation. I had 30 days left on papers.
Basically, they're saying, and this is an official document, that you're moving your arm away from his grip is assaulting an officer.
I believe it's some junk.
Hargraves was arrested and lost his parole. He spent months in jail awaiting his trial on the assault charge. In the end, he was found not guilty, but by then he'd lost the job at the hospital.
I was incarcerated for like 9 months. I mean, I like cried every day because of the simple fact I knew I didn't do anything wrong. I was ready to have a child, and I wasn't able to see my son come into this world. It really hurt me.
Spend some time down at the courthouse in D.C., and you'll quickly realize how many stories there are like Terrell Hargraves. In 2013, for example, more than 1,000 people were arrested for assaulting an officer. That's a lot of arrests. More than three times the rate for a city the size of D.C. Sergeant Delroy Burton is head of the city's police union. He spent years patrolling the streets of Washington. He says he's not surprised at how many people are arrested on the charge.
It is a very, very tough place to work. You're working with some members of the community who absolutely despise or even hate, which is a very harsh word, hate the police. And so they fight the police every chance they get, and every chance they get to injure a police officer, they will take it.
In January, we asked police and prosecutors for more detailed information on the number of arrests and charges. But we didn't hear back from them till just before our broadcast. By then, we'd already done it ourselves.
We're here at the courthouse, fourth floor. There's a couple old school computers here and have our team of grad students from American University.
In this windowless room, students from the investigative reporting workshop spent months looking at all the cases from 2012 to 2014 that included an assaulting a police officer charge.
So right here, we're looking at the indictment. We're going to find that assaulting a police officer charge, and we're also going to look
There were roughly 2,000 cases, and we printed out all the documents, police affidavits, case summaries, and charging documents. Here's what we learned. 9 out of 10 people charged were African-American, even though only half of D.C.'s population is black. We plotted the charges on a map. Of the nearly 2,000 cases, only a handful happened in the predominantly white wealthy sections of Upper Northwest D.C. And this charge, assault on a police officer, kept coming up again and again in all kinds of everyday interactions with police, from traffic stops to calls about domestic violence.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at the statute here.
We went to meet John Copacino. He's led the Criminal Justice Clinic at Georgetown Law for nearly three decades. We asked him about the history of this charge.
Assault, yes, 22405, assault on a member of the police force.
He thumbs through a well-worn copy of D.C.'s criminal code.
It says, whoever without justifiable and excusable cause assaults, resists, opposes, impedes, intimidates, or interferes with a law enforcement officer shall be guilty. That just gives police a whole lot of area to arrest people, charge them, and convict them for conduct that most people don't think of as an assault.
Many of the cases we looked at in our investigation fell into that broad definition of assault. Take, for example, Emmanuel Wilson. He was in the car with his pregnant girlfriend when they were pulled over by the police. It turned out she was driving with a suspended license. The officer is wearing a body camera.
Ma'am, could you step out the car for me, please?
She gets out, but starts screaming. The officers push her up against the car as they handcuff her.
Put your hands behind your back so you can be handcuffed. It's not that big of a deal.
Wilson gets out of the car to tell the cops she's pregnant.
Okay.
Immediately, the officers tackle and arrest him.
Let's take him to the ground.
Just for getting out of the car, Wilson was charged with assaulting a police officer. At the trial, the judge told Wilson he had, quote, a normal human reaction when he heard his girlfriend screaming. But under D.C. law, he was guilty of the assault. The judge apologized and sentenced Wilson to the time he'd already served in jail, 30 days.
Police officers have a legitimate need to be protected from being assaulted, but this statute goes too far and criminalizes too much.
Legal expert John Copacino says the language in the law is too broad. It applies to every law enforcement agency that operates in Washington, not just the D.C. police, but the U.S. Capitol Police, Secret Service, Park Police, even armed security guards. Over the years, lawmakers have continued to tweak the language. In 1970, during a period of anti-war protests and riots, the law was rewritten so that a person couldn't resist police even when the arrest was illegal. This, Copacino says, had major repercussions.
It turns a bad stop into a legitimate arrest so that even when the police or when they are clearly arresting someone for no reason, if the person resists by pulling away, by not putting his hands behind his back, that becomes a crime in itself.
The city's police training manual states officers need reasonable suspicion to stop someone. It can't be based on a hunch. So let's take another look at Terrell Hargrave's case. He was in a car, a block from his grandmother's house. The police were behind him. Their report said Hargrave's was in a high crime area, and he looked over his shoulder several times in the car and then got out quickly. The police considered this suspicious behavior. Jim Bailey is Terrell Hargrave's lawyer. He says the police accused his client of being on drugs, although none were found.
I believe that they had to come up with this APO charge to justify what they did to my client because they never found anything on him.
After being cleared, Hargrave's is now suing for false arrest.
What we have is a man who was a passenger in a car on Minnesota Avenue. The car pulled over in a public area. It was not stopped by the police. My client steps out of the car, and just a few seconds later, a police officer is on him, telling him to stop, and I'm going to put you in handcuffs.
Since 2007, the number of assault on an officer cases has exploded. That's because the law was amended again, this time to include misdemeanor charges, not just felonies. In the 3 years' worth of cases we looked at, we found that in most of them, nearly two-thirds of cases, people were charged with assaulting a police officer and nothing else. No drug charges, no robbery charges, nothing. We took our findings to John Copacino at Georgetown.
That tells you a lot, that there's no other crime being committed and that the police They're probably stopping or detaining people where there's no justification for doing so, and any resistance to that becomes grounds to arrest.
We took the same numbers to Kathy Lanier, the police chief of Washington, D.C.
I don't know that it would be an indicator that there's something wrong, that it's the only charge. Interactions with people with mental health issues, I mean, that can lead to a confrontation, and there'd be no other charge.
Lanier says her officers aren't using the law to mask questionable stops. But she says this statute is not helping the department's relationship with the community.
If you talk to a lot of people that have been charged with APO, where it might, their conduct might meet the statute, but there's no physical assault, they feel like they've been overcharged.
Do you think that there are too many arrests happening for APO?
I mean, I absolutely do. I think that if we narrow that law so that it was very specific about, you know, the intent and the elements of the crime, we would have a lot less arrests, absolutely.
And that change could be coming. The D.C. Council is considering legislation to narrow the definition of assault on a police officer.
That's WAMU's Patrick Madden. He reported this story for the public radio program Reveal, a collaboration between the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. For more of their stories on police and the people they serve, go to hearnow.org.